Jest 11.
Radio Gdańsk. Wiadomości.
Monika Mazur-Chrzan. Trwa oblężenie Malborka, to jedna z największych plenerowych imprez historycznych w Europie.
Możemy żyć tym życiem średniowiecznym. Naprawdę coś niesamowitego. Uwielbiam tu być.
Dzień otwarty w bałtyckim terminalu kontenerowym w Gdyni.
Pierwszy raz byłam na takim holowniku. Uderzyłam w dzwon.
Amerykanie świętują 50. rocznicę lądowania na Księżycu. Rekonstruktorzy z całego kraju przyjechali w ten weekend do Malborka, by wziąć udział w corocznym oblężeniu. Jak przyznają, malborski Zamek Krzyżacki jest najlepszym miejscem w Polsce dla tych, którzy chcą poznać życie w średniowieczu.
Budowla jest przewspaniała i fantastyczna, ale ona żyje.
Przyjeżdżamy tutaj, możemy żyć tym życiem średniowiecznym. Jak przyjdzie ktoś z zewnątrz, turysta, będzie mógł niemalże poczuć ten klimat. Naprawdę coś niesamowitego, uwielbiam tu być.
Nowością w tegorocznym programie oblężenia Malborka są spotkania z aktorami występującymi w Koronie Królów. Część zdjęć do serialu powstała właśnie w Malborku, mówi Iwona Orszulak z Muzeum Zamkowego.
Korona Królów będzie z nami podczas 20. oblężenia Malborka w sobotę. Aktorzy z serialu wezmą udział w uroczystej paradzie, po czym zapraszamy fanów do spotkania z aktorami. Będą też konkursy z nagrodami.
Oblężenie Malborka potrwa do jutra. Dzień otwarty dziś w bałtyckim terminalu kontenerowym w Gdyni. Możliwość zobaczenia pracy portu od wewnątrz przyciągnęła tłumy mieszkańców i turystów.
Robi to wrażenie niesamowite. Przede wszystkim te potężne urządzenia, które chwytają jak piórko te 60-tonowe kontenery.
Syn jest zauroczony. Nie wiem, jakby całe życie chyba jeździł w sztaplarce.
Może przyszli pracownicy, młodzi, zobaczą i będą chcieli pracować przy takich maszynach.
Niezwykłe wrażenie, bo pierwszy raz byłam na takim holowniku. Uderzyłam w dzwon, to też sprawiło mi przyjemność.
Bałtycki terminal kontenerowy przy ulicy Eugeniusza Kwiatkowskiego 60 to jeden z największych terminali w rejonie Morza Bałtyckiego. Zwiedzać można go dziś do godziny 14.
Radio Gdańsk. Nikt nie zna Pomorza tak jak my.
Zakończył się remont oczyszczalni ścieków w Przechlewie. To największy tego typu obiekt w powiecie człuchowskim. Modernizacja była konieczna głównie z powodu przestarzałej technologii, wyjaśnia dyrektor zakładu Tadeusz Frida.
Wymiana sprzętu w całości, od pomp począwszy, podmuchawy, wszystkie czujniki. Trzeba dostosowywać zarówno do przepisów ochrony środowiska, jak i do BHP-owskich różnych przepisów.
Rozbudowa i modernizacja oczyszczalni zwiększyła jej przepustowość dwukrotnie. Inwestycja kosztowała prawie 12 milionów złotych. W połowie została sfinansowana ze środków Narodowego Funduszu Ochrony Środowiska i Gospodarki Wodnej. Stany Zjednoczone świętują 50. rocznicę misji lądowania człowieka na Księżycu. Prezydent Donald Trump przyjął wczoraj w Białym Domu dwóch astronautów, którzy uczestniczyli w misji Apollo 11. O szczegółach Marek Wałkuski.
20 lipca 1969 roku około 650 milionów widzów na całym świecie oglądało na ekranach telewizorów historyczne wydarzenie, jakim było lądowanie człowieka na Księżycu. To mały krok dla człowieka, ale wielki skok dla ludzkości. Ogłosił dowódca misji Apollo 11 Neil Armstrong, który zmarł w 2012 roku. Wczoraj dwa jego współtowarzysze, Buzz Aldrin i Michael Collins, zostali przyjęci w gabinecie owalnym przez prezydenta Donalda Trumpa. Na obchody rocznicy składają się także m.in. specjalny koncert w Centrum Kennedy'ego i odtworzenie lądowania na Księżycu w planetarium w Nowym Jorku. A w stanie Ohio odsłonięto pomnik Neil Armstronga.
Rodzinnych i bezpiecznych wyjazdów życzy sponsor prognozy pogody Dryva, autoryzowany dealer Volvo w Trójmieście.
Udanej pogody życzę sponsor programu Stara Papiernia w Łapinie, przystań Muzeum Noclegi Drezyny, starapapiernia.com.
Sponsor audycji, muzyczny outlet, gitary, pianiny, nagłośnienie. Sopot, niepodległości 645, muzycznyoutlet.pl.
Bardzo ciepła sobota na Pomorzu. W tej chwili od 20 do 24 stopni, maksymalnie będzie dziś do 28. Ciśnienie 1016 hektopaskali i rośnie. Przeważnie słonecznie, ale miejscami może pojawić się więcej chmur i nie jest wykluczony przelotny deszcz i burze. W czasie burz możliwe porywy wiatru do 65 km na godzinę. Noc z temperaturą minimalną od 15 do 17 stopni, wciąż możliwe burze. Tak będzie również jutro, maksymalnie na termometrach jutro do 25 stopni.
Rodzinnych i bezpiecznych wyjazdów życzy sponsor prognozy pogody Dryva, autoryzowany dealer Volvo w Trójmieście.
Udanej pogody życzę sponsor programu Stara Papiernia w Łapinie, przystań Muzeum Noclegi Drezyny, starapapiernia.com.
Sponsor audycji Muzyczny Outlet. Gitary, pianiny, nagłośnienie. Sopot, Niepodległości 645. Muzycznyoutlet.pl.
Good morning, Gdańsk!
Good morning, Gdańsk! It is 11:05 and you are here with the very stylish today, Ewelina Potocka.
No i nie do końca taki stylish dzisiaj, Chris Farman, muszę powiedzieć.
I'm not stylish at all. I decided to wake up and go straight to the gym. I woke up quite late, to be honest, so then I went straight to the gym. And I was thinking about maybe throwing in the bag some other clothes for when I get here, but I was like, ah, no, forget about it. I think we think too much about what we have to wear. So I was like, I'm just turned up in my shorts, trainers, some Nike hoodie.
But still charming.
I know, what can I say? I can pull off any look.
Witajcie, witajcie, witamy Was serdecznie. To jest Radio Gdańsk, to jest Good Morning Gdańsk. Oczywiście 6 minut po 11. I co się okazuje, napisała Karolina i Andy, we are on the way to Warsaw for Pink's concert, baby. No tak, bo dziś ta amerykańska super gwiazda występuje właśnie na Stadionie Narodowym. Get bored with us, to na pewno nie. Nie będziecie się z nami nudzić, to jest audycja Good Morning Gdańsk na antenie Radia Gdańsk. 39-year-old Swedish man has expressed his disappointment after he was denied the right to change his name to Tottenham. Także pan chciał się nazywać Tottenham, ale nie będzie się tak nazywał, ponieważ nie pozwolił mu szwedzki urząd.
What can I say? Honestly, what can I say?
Czytam to z The Guardian.
why? Why are there even people
why?
Out there who...
Why?
But what would go through your head to wake up one day and be like, oh, you know what? I want to be named after my favorite football team.
Favorite football team. I to jest właśnie the key word. Words.
Okay.
Favorite football
and,
team.
And, do you know what? When you think about it like this, football fans are actually always the craziest. Because no, you never have rugby fans.
Zawsze oddani, zawsze wierni.
They, I don't know why it is, but they kind of live and breathe football.
Tak.
And they go crazy about this. And it's really quite strange, but why would you want to do this?
Yeah, because he just loves this. To jest jego cel w życiu, but
he's
żeby
Swedish,
jego drużyna
yes?
wygrywała. Tak.
He doesn't even live
he
in the
is
UK.
He is Swedish, tak jest. I oryginalnie crazy. Nazywa się David. But he wants to be named Tottenham Lind. Tottenham Lind, a nie
oh
David Lind.
And they've denied him?
Tak, nie pozwolili mu, ale argumentem tego człowieka jest fakt, że w Szwecji żyją już ludzie, raczej mężczyźni, chociaż tutaj nie jestem pewna, którzy na imię mają Arsenal.
Oh
there are already
word.
People in Sweden whose name is Arsenal.
This is crazy. Seriously?
Seriously?
If I was the judge, yes, I would deny him. I would be like, you've had your name, you've got your name, live with it.
Yeah, but you know...
Just get a tattoo of Tottenham, you know, or... My
two daughters, if I had them, they would like be... Because I'm a three-city citizen, so they would be called like Lechia and Arka.
Oh my word. Please tell me you're kidding me. Please don't have children. Just don't have children. But have you actually thought about this? Because you are a woman. I don't want to put this pressure on any women out there, but women generally...
Don't switch for this kind of subject, dobrze?
From the moment they're born, they kind of think about their children's names. Yeah.
Don't.
Have you not thought about this? Have you not thought about like...
I didn't listen to your question.
Have you thought about the names of your children when they grow up?
Zawsze, oczywiście,
yeah.
od maleńkości. Jak je, when a girl is small, she already
yeah.
has a doll and she has already a name.
Exactly, that's what I mean.
Zawsze
so,
już masz imię dla dziewczynki zaplanowane. Już pięcioletnia dziewczynka wie, jak będzie się nazywała.
Do you remember what yours were? What names yours were?
Jessica.
Jessica?
Yes, and my
wow.
mother was so against it.
It's very English, no?
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I wanted even to change my name to Jessica.
Do you have Jessica in Polish?
No, we don't.
No.
But I really love this name. I really love this name. Okay. And I asked my mother, Mamusiu, czy mogę zmienić moje imię na Jessica? Na Jessica? Yes, of course, you can call yourself like a Jessica. You can be even a pralka. A pralka, which just means like...
I don't know what that means.
You can
be a
washing
horrible.
Machine. You can even change your name for a washing machine.
Oh my word. But let's be honest, like my full name is Christopher.
Tak, już wiemy.
I hate this. I've hated this since I was a child.
A Krzysztof?
I actually prefer. I prefer Krzysztof.
Farman.
Krzysztof Farman. Yeah, I like it.
Ale
Krzysztof.
Nie Farman. Farman. To taki polski.
I can't, I know, you need to teach me how to put the Polish
pronoun. Spróbuj, try it.
Let's go. I would say Farman. Farman. Farman? But I can't do the r. I can't do this. I don't know how you do this. I have no idea how you do this. But it's quite sexy. I quite like it. Exactly. This is what I want to do. I want to go up to a guy in a bar and just be like, rrr. I can't do it. I can't do it.
I will teach you.
603-060606. Let us know what you're doing this morning. We do have a competition coming up next. We will tell you exactly how to win. America. Ania, niesamowita energia. I love it. We love you too, Ania. Don't worry.
Energia.
Energia.
To jest ważne w tym kontekście. Pani Ania napisała do nas cudownego SMS-a, od razu nam się jeszcze bardziej nastroje poprawiły. Pozdrawiamy serdecznie, bo pani Anna napisała tak, gdy wchodzicie do studia i opanowujecie antenę, to razem z wami wchodzi niesamowita energia. I love it, napisała pani Ania. Dobra, dziękujemy bardzo. 603-060606. And when it comes to the names, jeśli chodzi o imiona, no myślę, że to jest temat rzeka. Państwo z pewnością pamiętają ten serial, brazylijską telenowelę Niewolnica Izaura, the Izaura Slave.
Okay.
Yes, her name was Izaura. And we had a lot of Izauras, naprawdę. Dużo Izauras were born here in Poland. Can you imagine, like in Poland the name Izaura było niezwykle egzotyczne?
I'm surprised actually also people haven't been calling their kids like Pink, maybe. Pink after the singer. You know, like...
W Polsce nie mamy chyba żadnego Pinka, albo żadnej Pinki. Jeszcze. Yet. In the UK it happens?
Most probably.
Pink like, Farman?
Let's look at David Beckham's children. Like, they are named...
Romeo. One of them is Romeo.
Yep.
Or look at Beyoncé, ta córka nazywa się Blue Ivy.
Blue Ivy.
Yeah, and the Kanye West is like Northwest. Kanye West, ta córka, and Kim Kardashian is called North.
Really?
So her name and surname is Northwest.
Oh man, can you imagine?
Północny Zachód.
Yeah, okay, so obviously, okay, David Beckham, we have, yeah, Romeo, Brooklyn, Harper, and this is a funny one, Cruz Beckham, Cruz.
Tom Cruise Beckham.
Yeah, really, you know, these days names get stranger and stranger, but unfortunately we still have the top 10 most popular names in the UK, and of course these are all people stick with the tradition. So Oliver is number one.
Aha, to pewnie Jamie Oliver.
Jamie Oliver, exactly. Harry is number two.
Mm-hmm.
George, number three. Noah at number four.
No.
Noah.
No proszę.
Why would you call your kid Noah? I don't know.
Też nie wiem.
Jake, Jacob, Leo, Oscar.
Jakub. Też bardzo popularne w Polsce.
Yeah. So these are all like the very typical names, I would say.
I powiem szczerze, że na przełomie lat 90. i po roku 2000 bardzo popularne, and still I think it is, was the name Brian here in Poland.
Brian. How do you put a Polish twist on Brian?
Brianek.
That's it? Just Brianek?
Brianek, okay. Mały Brianek. A dlaczego Brianek? You know the band Backstreet Boys?
Yes.
And one of them was Brian.
Yes.
Brian Littrell. Yes, that was his name. And so he was one of the
best
from the
five. This is where it became popular?
Tak, bardzo dużo Brianków urodziło się ze względu właśnie na jednego z wokalistów i tancerzy w grupie Backstreet Boys. Tak jest. A może starsze pokolenia, the older people remember, czerwone gitary, the Red Guitars, a very, very popular band in Poland, like a kind of a Beatles.
Okay.
Anna Maria, przecież klasyk polskiej muzyki rozrywkowej. Ileż później urodziło się małych Ań Marii. Yes, pop culture bardzo wpływa na to, co dzieje się w naszym życiu.
Wow.
Tak, Krzysiu, tak.
Now, we do have a fantastic little competition. Not even little, to be honest. It's quite a big competition. What is in the bag, Evelina? We have...
Ja pokazuję, ty mówisz.
We have two...
Zacznijmy od tego.
Okay, so the first up, we have a very unique, very amazing prize. This is basically something which you will never forget about us. You can put this in your wallet. Every time you open your wallet, you will see our faces.
And you will always have money.
Yeah, how?
To też tak, jest taka pewna korelacja.
Okay. Second one, two cinema tickets to go see possibly The Lion King if you are a fan. It came out yesterday.
And
of course, two tickets to 30 Seconds to Mars, which will be performing in Dolina Charlotte this Thursday. So if you don't have any plans for Thursday, you can head over there and watch them perform. Fantastic. The question, all you have to do is answer. A very easy one today, actually. We all come across people, we meet lots of different people on a daily basis, but who is somebody you've met with the most strangest name? Yeah, very often I meet people just with really strange names.
And you don't
names.
Remember the names,
yeah.
But maybe one day there is this kind of name. This name that you would say, Szok, nigdy czegoś takiego nie słyszałem. Naprawdę masz tak na imię?
And honestly, sometimes when people say their name, I had this the other day. And he said his name, and I was like, once again? Jeszcze raz? Like, I had to get him to repeat about 3 or 4 times, because I really could not understand his name. Like, it was a strange one, actually.
I can assume, like, a name like kind of a Grzegorz. It's difficult for you.
Grzegorz. No, it's too...
Już teraz się przyzwyczaiłeś, yeah, but at the okay. beginning, like, when somebody said, my name is Grzegorz, it wouldn't be, like, super easy.
I have no idea how to spell it. No idea. Grzegorz. It's Grzegorz. Really difficult to spell, but it's not too difficult. But... I don't know actually. Come back to me in a second with the most difficult name. I need
Czekamy.
To think about this.
Najtrudniejsze imiona, najbardziej, najdziwniejsze, z którymi się spotkaliście. Można wygrać dziś świetne bilety. Oddamy wam je od razu. 603-06-06-06.
Good morning, Gdansk. It is 11:25 and we are getting inundated with your text messages here. However, I'm going to let Evelina read a lot of these names because
yeah,
I have no
Chris,
hope.
Chris, this is the best challenge for you.
I absolutely have no hope with these names.
No to pierwszy możesz przeczytać. I met one guy, Arsenio. I to napisał
Arsenio.
Grzegorz.
Okay. Arsenio, I can do.
O, to jest coś dla ciebie. Wiem, który SMS.
Gdzie?
Brzęczy Szczykiewicz.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Raz.
Are you
Czekam.
Kidding me?
Dwa.
Brzęczy Szczykiewicz. But I actually say cabbage at the end.
Bardzo dobrze.
Brzęczy Szczykiewicz.
No prawie. Co na to Grzegorz? Grzegorz sent this, so please give a note. Krzysztof czeka. Chris, czeka na twoją ocenę. I remember when I was small, I used to visit my grandma. Mm-hmm. And of course I was playing outside with children. And one of the guys, his name was Ariel.
Like Ariel? Like the Little Mermaid?
Ariel, tak. Albo jak proszek do prania.
Okay. I'm pretty sure that's a girl's name, but...
It was a boy.
I know, but I'm sure it's a girl's name.
Nie Ariel. No, no tak, no. Arielka, albo...
It sounds like Ariel, like the Little Mermaid.
Yes, 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 yes. That was his name. Okay. So at that time, when I was small, of course, I didn't understand this. For me, it was like a complete, like, you know... not a thing to understand, like zupełnie nie mogłam skojarzyć imienia Ariel właśnie z tym chłopcem, do tego jeszcze był straszliwym łobuzem, wszyscy go się bali, ale później jakoś już z czasem ten Ariel gdzieś tam pewnie dzisiaj funkcjonuje, więc pozdrawiam Ariela z Brzeźna.
But okay, so for example, obviously with your name Evelina, Evelina's quite nice, quite classy, quite
no,
elegant,
tak.
And however, if you could change your name,
pamiętaj, że Jessica.
You would go for Jessica, yes?
No. I think Evelina is nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I'm a bit bored of Chris, to be honest. Yes? I'm a little bit bored these days.
So it would be like what?
I think I would go for
Romeo.
No.
James.
Maybe James. No, James. I don't like. Purely because there was a kid at school who I hated and his name was James. I think I'll go for more like a Tom.
Tom?
A Tom.
Like, taki pomysłowy Tom.
Like a Tom Hardy.
Ach, to.
Yeah. Tom Cruise, Tom Hardy, yeah, or Scott. Scott is nice, but I feel like I would need blonde hair to be a Scott.
Tak, i jeszcze Scottish to byś był. Scottish Scott.
So actually there's a few names which I would like to change, but I don't know if I would ever change my name because I think, I don't know if my parents
I
would
like
be
the
happy.
Name Barbara.
Barbara?
Tak, Basia.
Barbara?
Basia, tak.
Are you just trying to get into her good books because she's in there watching us right now?
No, I really like the name Barbara.
I like Basia.
Barbara Streisand. O, albo Diana.
Diana, oh my word.
To Diana to Basi typ. Dirty Diana najlepiej.
Dirty Diana. Oh my word. So we do have a competition at the moment. All you have to do is let us know some funny names which you've come across in your past. Wow, this is absolutely crazy. It's text after text.
Moja ciotka ma na imię Sheila, moja kuzynka to Sima, a syn sąsiada nazywa się Nico Doberman. Szaleństwo, napisała Kasia. Frania, a nie, to nie Frania, to pod koniec, nieważne. Paraksewia, babcia mojej przyjaciółki, Paraksewia. Długo nie mogłam zapamiętać tego imienia, rodzi, a chyba też mówią do niej babcia Frania.
Paraksewia. What kind of name is that?
Brzmi trochę jak stevia.
Absolutely insane. Insane. So it is coming up to 11:30 and that means one thing and one thing only. It's 11:30 and here's the news headlines with Martin Caron.
Radio Gdańsk, English Service.
The headlines, good morning. In statistics released this week, Poland's industrial output fell in June for the first time since April 2017. Pilots of Ryanair, Europe's biggest airline group, will be trained at a flight training centre in Poland. And NATO's Enhanced Forward Presence Battlegroup Poland members partnered with Poland and participated in the annual tank battle event at the Bemowo-Piskie training area in northeastern Poland this week. And today, the Baltic Container Terminal in Gdynia will conduct its popular Open Day, which is being held for the seventh time. And finally, the Naval Academy in Gdynia has expanded its academic sports centre with another facility. Details at the top of the hour.
Good morning, guys!
Yeah.
Oh my lord.
Now I'm seriously regretting this competition.
Super catchy. Ile mamy stron? 4 pages?
About that, yeah. Yeah. Oh man. And seriously, these names, I've been trying to pronounce them during the song, and...
Ciężko idzie mojemu koledze, ale he's doing his best. No dobrze, więc mamy tak, teraz będzie challenge for me. Koleżanki chłopak ma na imię Varnakulasuriya. To jak to?
What? That's one name?
Varnakulasuriya, obiad podano.
He sounds like some kind of lord or something.
I think he may be from Finland.
Okay.
Łukasz napisał, spotkałem kiedyś człowieka o imieniu Ocean, tudzież Ocean. Swoją drogą rodziców u pana bardzo poniosło. O tak, popłynął ojciec tego pana Oceana, zdecydowanie.
Very, very nice. Oh, nice to meet you. My name's Ocean.
Ocean Farman.
Ocean's 11. Yeah, that could be nice. I could like that.
Tak naprawdę musisz się zdecydować, czy to będzie jednak Tom Cruise Hardy, czy to będzie jednak Ocean's 11. So you really have to decide, Krzysiu.
You know what? I'm going to change my name.
Yes.
Sunrise. Sounds like a stripper's name. Sunrise.
Bardzo, tak. Mr. Sunrise, show me your sun.
Yeah. Oh my word. And there is. Okay, so what is this one about Gerard?
No właśnie.
So in English I would say Gerard, like Gerard Butler. Gerard Butler, very handsome guy. I watched a film with him the other day.
Tak jest.
Really, if I was into men, yes I would.
Bardzo klasyczne, mocne imię.
In Polish?
Nie zapomnijcie o nowym wysypie Geraltów, to oczywiście po słynnym Wiedźminie. Swoją drogę. Ciekawe, jak Krzyś poradzi sobie ze słowem Wiedźmin. The Witcher, tak?
Okay, yes.
Po polsku.
Wiedźmin. How?
Wiedźmin.
Wiedźmin?
Brawo.
I don't know. For me, it just doesn't sound good in Polish.
Mamy Wiedźmę, which is female, and Wiedźmin, which is male.
Wiedźmin. It sounds very pirate style.
Pirate?
You know? Yes, like, ahoy matey, meet Wiedźmin. You know, it's like, it's very kind of, I can imagine this guy being in Pirates of the Caribbean. Wiedźmin.
Wiedźmin?
Wiedźmin.
W Polsce zupełnie się to nie kojarzy z piratami.
I'm not sure about this name. In English, sounds fantastic.
Ale nie mówimy o Wiedźmin, tylko Geralt. Z Rivii.
Okay, but question. Can you have an English name in Poland, but not have the Polish translation? So for example, let's say I'm a Polish guy.
No przecież mamy Brianów, mamy Justinów, nawet pisanych przez G, po Justinie Timberlake'u.
So what I'm trying to say is, on like their email, on the footer of their email, can they write Justin? Because then it comes across that this person is English, not Polish, because if they were Polish, it would be
Justin.
In Polish,
you would write Justin with D.
Okay.
And Z z kropką.
Exactly. So,
Of course I'm joking. Normally I think they would write like Justin. We have this name, we have Justyna,
yep.
And we have like primary the name Justin, but you know, you can say
but
Justin.
How does it work though? Could you, I guess you could introduce yourself with your English name,
is there
name,
any
yes?
mother or father of a Justin, of a Brian,
yeah.
Because Krzyś ma pytanie.
I just want to know if they actually use their English name in Poland, you know, rather than their Polish equivalent to the English name. You know what I mean? You understand me?
Myślę, że tak. 603-06-0606. A już mam odpowiedź. Varnakulasuriya jest afroeuropejskim Niemcem. Wow!
Walked over and I asked her, what's your name? What's your number? be for real, but every guy in the club tried slipping me pills. I don't trust that each and every one will lie to you. I said I understand, but it's not what I tried to do. I wasn't even gonna come to your table, but if I didn't, I knew that I'd regret it later. I go after what I want, but I got class for me. No need to slip a pill if I want. She gave me a funny look, I couldn't tell what it meant. She let her guard down and on a conversation went.
What's your name? What's your number? I would like to get to know you. Can we have a conversation? The night is young, girl, give me a chance. What's your name? What's your number? I would like to get to know you. Can we have a conversation? The night is young, girl, give me a chance.
So much to offer, got a good job working at my mom and dad's law firm. You got goals, that's what she asked. Yeah, I wanna fill my home with platinum plaques. It takes hard work, but you know it's coming after. She said, oh my god, you must be a famous rapper. I do alright, but I'm never satisfied. I'm told when you still love what you do, it never gets old. I strive for more, but that's enough about me. Why don't we skip out the club, take a walk on the streets? We slipped out of the club with no worries. Seems she wanted to get out in a hurry. We hung all night till we lost our friends,
till they caught us banging in the back of a Benz.
What's your name? What's your number? I would like to get to know you. Can we have a conversation? The night is young, girl, give me a chance. What's your name? What's your number? I would like to get to know you. Can we have a conversation? The night is young, girl, give me a chance. What's your name? What's your number? I would like to get to know you. Can we have a conversation? The night is young, girl, give me a chance. What's your name? What's your number? I would like to get to know you. Can we have a conversation? The night is young, girl, give me a chance.
Mam synów Magnus i Angus, ten drugi, Angus czyli, to pierwszy taki przypadek zarejestrowany w Polsce. A Marzena z kolei napisała, mój 3-tygodniowy wnuk urodzony w Szwecji ma na imię Alex Waldemar po cioci Aleksandrze i dziadku. Ale najdziwniejsze jest to, że w Szwecji imię Waldemar noszą aż 3 dziewczynki. No proszę, napisała Marzena, a Maria z kolei, moja mama miała takie fajne imiona jednocześnie. Benigna i Hermenegilda. Ja, ja. To są imiona mamy pani Marii.
Good. You know what? I really hope I don't meet any of these people in my life because there is no way I'm going to be able to say their name.
Can you imagine my name was Hermenegilda and you would have to...
Can you imagine? This morning with Hermenegilda. How do you even pronounce that? I have no idea. Hermenegilda. Yeah?
Gilda. Hermenegilda.
Hermenegilda. Okay. Wow.
You have even crazy problems with Sholina Darlotte.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Can you imagine? Wow. I don't even know. We got a nice English text message here. Name of Andy's grandmother. Ulalia? Ulalia?
Ulalia, może.
Ulalia? Sounds a little bit dziwne.
A little bit dziwne. Kunibert. Mamy też, Wojciech pisze, że stryj miał na imię Kunibert. Ile ja dziś rzeczy dowiaduję od Państwa. Bardzo się cieszę. 603-06-0606, ale najbardziej się cieszę z tego, jak dzisiaj się męczy mój kolega Chris.
I have a question. Now, do we pick our partners based on their names? So, is there some women or some men out there, you find out their name and that actually puts you off having any romantic relationship with them?
I am the case.
Due to their name?
I am the case, yes, but I don't want to say it because people may feel...
We already know what you're like, Evelina. People know way too much about you already.
No, nic nie.
Let's tell us.
No, dlaczego ja? Najpierw
ty. So right now you're with an Arthur. Arthur's quite
Arthur
nice
Arthur is
name.
Super, król Arthur, świetnie.
Yeah,
tak.
Arthur's nice.
Carol is not the name I like.
Okay.
Charles. And Marcin is not the name I'm really a fan of.
Quite common names, I would say.
So those two names.
I would say mine from my first crazy psycho girlfriend, Kasia. Absolutely hate Kasia.
There is Kasia's like everywhere.
I know.
You meet a girl and każde imię prawie to Kasia.
And from my experience, they're generally a little bit crazy.
So don't say like Kasia, say Katarzyna.
Okay. And that's the problem in Polish. You have so many different options for one
Kasienka,
name.
Kasiunia.
It's absolutely insane. But yeah, 100%. I think I would pick... It would have to, because I would have to be able to pronounce their name.
Can you imagine, like, there's millions of Kasias, like, you know, wiping the tears?
Do you know what? I had this conversation with one of my ex-girlfriends.
With one of your Kasias?
About her surname. Because I always thought, like, let's say we get married at some stage, yes?
Now, That never happens.
Yeah, no, I don't think it will. But let's say it happens. We get married. I'm standing at the front of the altar. And it's like... Do you take Chris Farman to be your lawfully wedded husband? Yeah, easy enough.
Chris Farman, na pewno tak nie powiedzą. Christopher yes? Farman. Jak
okay,
już.
Christopher Farman. Okay, but then it's like, do you take, let's say, Kasia...
Katarzyna,
da-da-da-da-da. Like some crazy Polish surname, which there is no way I can pronounce.
Krząszczykowska, na
so,
przykład.
So, technically, if I can't pronounce their surname, does that mean I'm technically married? Or is it a false marriage? Aha.
Cóż to za teoria? Can you imagine having like this friend or like boyfriend Varna Kula Suryja?
Yeah. Okay.
That's a challenge.
This is my boyfriend Varna Kula Leba.
Can you imagine jak na przykład jest intymna sytuacja and they are yeah. both together like and what? Like Varna Kula Suryja, I want to kiss
just
you.
Just call him on. Yeah, he.
Him.
Yeah, exactly.
Andrzej napisał ciekawą rzecz. Hermenegilda Potocka. It seems very aristocratic.
I love it.
Muszę powiedzieć, że ja również jestem za.
From now on, good morning Gdańsk. You are joined with Gilga Potocka.
Gilga.
That's amazing. Joanna, all I can say is I hate you for this. So I've just been set a challenge to read your SMS. Okay, so here goes. Jebe Chris, yesha, shao, hobby chawa? Imye Menski. I've given this name a go so many times, I really don't know. Cry? Do you really cry?
Dziwny kraj. Dziwny ten świat.
I have no idea. I have no idea about that name.
Oj, Krzysiu, żeby Chris się jeszcze pomęczył, poznęcajmy się. Imię męskie, dzierży kraj.
Do you know what? This has been the longest program of my life and the most painful.
I don't know. Się.
Why did we get into this?
Poczuj, czym jest dziennikarstwo prawdziwe.
We should not have started this. We really shouldn't have.
So, what's the name?
I would... Like, is it... In English, it looks maybe something like Jamiroquai. Like, that's how maybe I would say it in English. Jamiroquai.
Nie, zostawmy. Jamiroquai, czyli po polsku dzierży kraj.
Dzierży kraj?
Tak.
What is that?
Pierwszy raz słyszę dzierży kraj.
Oh, unbelievable. Thank you, Joanna, so
dziękujemy,
much.
Dziękujemy, Joanna. No, jesteś...
I hope you have a terrible day.
Is she already the winner? Moi rodzice i dziadkowie od strony mamy i taty mieli takie imiona Franciszek i Gertruda. To są bardzo klasyczne oczywiście.
Gertruda. I like this. I like Gertrude.
To jest bardzo niemieckie też. Gertrud. Gertrud.
How do you do this? You manage to pronounce something in so
Gertrud.
Many different kind of accents.
Das ist die
I can only do an English accent, that's it. I have nothing. No, nothing else. It's terrible. I just have like this terrible common English
accent. Ale dzierży kraj Jamiroquai, świetnie sobie spisałeś.
Is it Jamiroquai in English? Would it be? Or am I completely wrong?
Myślę, że jesteś 100% right. To zdecydowanie jest to Jamiroquai. Marzena, cudowni ludzie nosili cudowne imiona, Leokadia i Konstanty. Tak jest. Musimy powiedzieć, że dzisiaj rozbiliście, wy słuchacze, bank kompletnie. Imiona Gertruda, zdrobniale Trudzia i Trudziunia. Wojciech, no proszę bardzo.
Honestly, I'm never gonna master Polish language, I don't think.
Po dzisiejszej audycji chyba rzeczywiście możesz czuć się nieco zdołowany.
Maybe you need reminding, actually, what this is all about. Why we are doing this name situation and making my life a living hell right now. Because we do have some tickets to give away.
Tak.
We have, what, 2 cinema tickets? Because, of course, Lion King came out yesterday in Poland. It has premiered yesterday, and if you haven't already seen it, then it's a must-see, I think. Unfortunately, I only have a 6.7 on the IMDb rating. I don't know how this is. I think there's some kind of mistake. But of course, Lion King is out. This is something you have to watch this weekend. So we have 2 tickets to the cinema so you can go see Lion King or any film of your choice. But even better, we have 2 tickets to... 30 Seconds to Mars, which will be performing at, here we go, another name, Dolina Charlotte on Thursday. They will be performing and you can win 2 tickets to that as well.
And it's near Słupsk.
Very close. Bardzo blisko do Słupsk. Dokładnie. Was that correct? Kind of.
Bardzo blisko do Słupska.
Do Słupska. This is what I mean.
I know.
Do you know what? I don't understand this in Polish. In English we have a name.
Tak,
you do
prawda.
Not change the name. In any sentence you will never change the name.
To prawda.
In Polish you change the ending so much.
Zawsze. Zawsze i wszędzie.
How do you learn a language like this?
I have something here. Dzisiaj na Facebooku mój kolega... wrzucił no taki mały obrazek English.
Okay.
Eat, eats, ate, eaten, eating.
Yes.
Formy jeść.
Dokładnie.
Eat, eats, ate, eaten, eating. Czyli mamy właściwie 5 wyrazów.
And this is the Polish list.
It's the rest of the
page. A lista polska rozpoczyna się. Nie będę czytała wszystkiego, ponieważ jest tego mnóstwo. Jeść, zjeść, jadać, zjadać, jem, zjem, jadam, zjadam, jesz, zjesz, jadasz, zjadłabyś, jadłby, jadanej, zjadanego i tak dalej.
Okay, but now I have a question. How many of those Polish ones do you generally use?
Wszystkie.
Seriously?
Oczywiście.
Like, and you expect me to come over here and start to learn Polish?
Tak.
When I have
Właśnie
this...
tego oczekuję od ciebie.
It's honestly at...
Tomorrow a test. We will see how's your progress.
English is very easy compared to Polish. Actually, I think English is probably one of the easiest languages to learn. So when it comes to Polish, it's so freaking hard.
No, yes, hard, but you have to try.
How?
You feel like almost like a Krzysztof Farman. How can you not
but
speak
where,
Polish?
Where is the motivation when you see eat has about 100 different ways of saying it?
To impress a Katarzyna that you meet. That's the goal. Dziękujemy Wam bardzo za wszystkie SMS-y. Kto wygra dzisiejsze nagrody? We will see who is the winner.
Yep, the winner will be announced at 12:15 on DAB. If you're not listening to us already on DAB, then go to the Radio Gdańsk website, click on the speaker at the top and click the DAB2 link.
And a short, Karol z Władysławowa. Mam nadzieję, że lubi Pani ludzi o imieniu Karol bardziej niż samo imię. Karol, oczywiście, że tak.
Angel blows.